2 weeks ago, my friend visited me. I haven't met them for 40 years. They all got high rank. Some became deputy of the ministry. They all retired, become just ordinary people with no rank. Now it's up to what they had done in the past. If they had done something great to the others, they would be happy now. But if they haven't done anything, or did something bad, or they become very gloomy, this one monk that I used to say all the time, he thought he couldn't practice, so he gave up and he tried to kill himself by cut himself in the throat. While he was dying, he thought that although he couldn't meditate, but he had precepts, all the precepts that he honored, all the precepts. So he thought about that point, so his mind became strong. It had energy, enough energy to be free from suffering at that time, at that moment when he was about to die. So that monk could manage to be free from suffering while dying. But you couldn't imitate that. Don't do that. It's not hard to practice Dhamma. It's hard for those who are lazy. You have to put some effort. There's no free lunch. Those who practice will get the result. But if you practice incorrectly, you won't get anything either. It's not hard. Whatever you do, walk, eat, sleep, just be aware. Whatever occur in the mind, happiness and unhappiness, just be aware. If you could observe the body that walk, that think, the mind that think, if you could observe that this body is working all by itself, that's all you need to do. It's easy to practice because we all know what happiness and unhappiness looks like. So that's why it's easy. Whether you're breathing in or out, your body is still here. It doesn't go anywhere. You just have to be aware of the body that's breathing. But when you're aware, don't force your mind. Otherwise, it will be tight. Now try to observe the breath. Be aware that you're breathing. But don't be too stressed. Half of the rooms are being stressed out now. But when you laugh, it gets more relaxed. So use this relaxed mind to be aware. Observe naturally and comfortably. He's acting stressful, like the lady in the front. In the past, I used to meditate at one temple. This master is very fast in knowing what his students' mind are like. In one instance, he could check how his student were. A lot of people, when they meditate, at first they'll be uptight, and after a while, they doze off, and they start dozing off and sleep. And the master said, oh, don't laugh because the body looks too relaxed and like it looked like he was sleeping. He said, although his body looked crooked, but his mind is straight, is right. So it doesn't matter what the body or the form look like. It's the mind that count. So when you practice, keep practicing. When the time comes, when it's enough, then you'll be able to get the result. So sati is the main thing. If you have sati, you'll have the precepts, you'll have wisdom, you'll have samadhi too. Keep having sati, then one day it will be enough and you'll be free from suffering then. Some of you practice for just a few days and wanted to get enlightenment and but still want a wife. So just the five precepts, that's all I'm asking. Every day do a formal practicing. Allocate some time to do this formal meditation. And the rest of the day, just try to be aware as much as you can. When you do that, it's easy. It's like bear crawling bear. Now everybody got curious. The mind has desire to look what he's pointing at. The mind wants to see the body that he's pointing. There's all sort of desire to see, to listen, to touch, to think about good things. So there are those sort of desires. Each had different Bali terms to it. If you want to listen to Dhamma, that's also another desire. So when desire occurs, just be aware of this desire that rises and disappears. If desire occurs and you are not aware of it, then things start happening, like concocting, and then you would suffer for a long time if you cannot be aware of the desire. If desire is too hard to observe or be aware, then just be aware of the happiness or unhappiness. If anger occurs and you are not aware of it, then tosa will interfere and your mind will struggle. Some of you guys here practice enough that they can observe the mind, let go of the mind. When the mind let go of the mind, some of you will grab onto the mind back again. I mean, you'll grab it back or don't let it go forever because you're not practicing enough. Yeah. You'll start to see a mechanism of how this might work. You will be able to observe that things, object rises from nowhere. And sense and can be sensed with the mind. The signal go to the mind and get translated and add value. Happiness and unhappiness then occur. The mind perceive the emotions and let go of that emotions. So the lifetime of the mind is very brief. Look at the Buddha statue. Can you see that it's clear for only a moment and then it become blurred again? You have to focus your eyes again so it become clear and then get blurred again. So that's the mind that occurs and disappears. He said there's a lot of fruit flies this season. So he's putting yellow oil to protect his ear from the fruit flies. He asked, do you know what the fruit flies eat? It eat meat. And when it eat the meat, and there's disease that comes with it. And when you get disease, then you become infected. Now, are you scared of the fruit flies? Now your mind got restless again. It wanders off. Today is teaching the principle of Dhamma, which is trying to practice while you are just in everyday life, like Dhamma for everyday life. When you want to see things, you might get itchy because you want it to see. But, from where I sit, I can see things very clearly. Can you see what's nodding? Can you see that this body is nodding? Can you see that? The mind stays with you without controlling. Just keep being aware naturally, comfortably. If you are stressed out, try to exhale. Oh, when you're stressed, you'll exhale. I mean, it's time for a homework session. Last night he practiced samadhi and trying to be aware of the body and mind. When the mind is more clear, then he observed the mind. He said, that's correct. Whatever become clear to you at that moment, just be about that thing, whether it be body or mind. It's not how much you practice. It's the continuity of your practicing that counts. She observed her breath, but she knew that her mind is restless, tends to be restless all the time. And then she observed, she used the breath as her house of meditation. And whenever the mind go to think, then she is aware of it. He said he's losing energy. There's a lot of delusion, but he just observed it as it is. Nongpa said that's correct, that's the principle, just keep doing. He told a guy in the front that he's over-focusing. Just be aware, don't have to do anything. Now smile so that it gets more relaxed. She observed the breath too she could observe the restless mind too. He said practicing is better than doing nothing. So whatever she did, like however she practiced, that's okay by him. And it was her first time having a chance to stay in a temple. He asked whether she knew the defilement, any of the defilements. He said, whatever occurs, pride, anger, just be aware. You'll eventually know that whatever occurs will disappear. Keep doing like this. I see that you wanted to talk. When you wanted to talk, something is pushing inside your chest. Just be aware. See that you want to talk? Be aware first, and then consider whether you have to talk. If it's a good thing to talk, then you talk. See, it's pushing in your chest because you wanted to talk. She tried to do sitting meditation in the morning for half an hour every morning. But she wasn't sure whether she's doing it correctly or not. He asked her to do that for him, to do the sitting meditation now, so that he could check whether she's doing it correctly or not. She's controlling. Longpa told her to sit more comfortably and be aware of the body that's breathing in and out. Do not try to be calm. Otherwise, it will be hard to develop wisdom. She had a lot of delusion today. She said she could be aware, but it's too strong. The sense of awareness is too strong. He said it's okay. You are observing or being aware to understand the uncertainty and uncontrollable, that everything is uncertain and uncontrollable. He did a formal practice every day. He could feel that he's not controlling anymore. He said, what should he do next? He said, just observe that the body and mind are two different things. What he did was correct. She used to listen to his CDs many years ago, but her mind refused his teaching then. But now she started to be more open and really learn from his teaching. And she could observe the restless mind. She could observe when her mind wanders off. But whenever she could observe her restless mind, she'd think after that. She said this continuous thing, but it's two consecutive things. First, your mind becomes restless, then you think. Two different minds. He asked her whether she could observe that her body and minds are two different things. Then she thought, when anger occurred, if she could be aware, then anger would disappear. But then she thought, she said it didn't disappear. But she said, that's not how it is. You're practicing to observe these three things, uncertainty, uncontrollable things, and suffering. She said she couldn't keep up with the defilements that occurs. He said, it's okay, just be aware, just don't let the defilement take over you or overwhelm you. Could you observe that the mind is happy all by itself? Happiness occurs out of nowhere. Keep occurring, so you cannot control it. She thought she had sati, but she could not control herself when there's defilements. He said, it's okay, as long as you didn't violate the five precepts. You see that you scolded other person. That's not you, that's scolding. He asked her if she's excited. If she is, then try to sing one song and then you'll get more relaxed. And now she's become even more stressed out because she didn't know what to sing. He asked her whether she could observe that she had changed a lot. Her mind had more energy. Now observe that this body is not self. Keep being aware. Everything will be more clear. She tried to have patience in practicing because she felt that she's weak. But after doing the formal meditation, she still think that it's not clear to her. But he said, all you have to do is notice that It's not clear. It doesn't matter whether it's bright or unclear. What matters is your mind could acknowledge the brightness or unclarity that rises. Everything is uncertain, uncontrollable. I keep practicing. But just know the principle. You don't practice to gain any brightness or anything. He wants to devote what he did to all the great masters out there. This is, he asked if he could notice that he had changed. If he could notice that, then well, that's all he had to teach. That's it. Just observe that this body and mind are not self. But whenever, whatever you do, could you see that there's yourself behind it on everything that you do? You cannot destroy the self, it will destroy itself. You try to practice by observing the mind that's restless and try not to think after that. He said his mind is too tight. Do not try to avoid or change the path of the mind, or how the mind works. He's still trying to interfere his mind. He said, do not intentionally stop thinking. He intentionally tried to stop thinking. So do not interfere when the mind's working, when the mind's thinking. But if your mind gets used to interfering with your thought, then you'll feel that this mind is different from when you were young. I'll try to become a kid again. And the mind, the kid's mind is the best. But the kid doesn't have sati. Your mind is too calm. He got stuck in this habit. So, but it doesn't get stuck all the time. Sometimes it got released from that lock. It occurs because you don't put the mind, you don't train the mind correctly.
ที่อ่านได้คือว่าตัดขาดคือ ช่เวทนาสังขารก็ดีเวทนาก็ดีนะอยู่ในกองทุกข์นะครับ
Sankhana, Vedana, they're all suffering. What you want to abandon is tanha, or desire. Now, he said when he's doing a sitting meditation, he feels tight in the chest. He said, that's because you're you intend to do it. You put too much intention. If you just sit naturally and don't expect anything, don't expect to be calm, or don't expect to get this tranquility, I observe the desire, the itchiness that occurs because of the desire. He said, just get itchy all day. He said, that's correct. It will be like that all day long. Observe the mind that is not in a norm, it's bias. You don't like it. Mm-hmm. Last time, Longpo told him to meditate using Bhutto. When he practiced that, he could be aware during the day more often. The great master, Longtang Mahabua, told him that he did Bhutto from the beginning to the end. His samadhi is getting better too. He has more energy now. He could observe the separation of the body and mind. And he had gained some wisdom too. But do not let go of the samatha practice. So keep doing Bhutto. But when the mind wanders off during the Bhutto meditation, just be aware. If the mind can remembers the mind that wanders off, then when it try to wander off, you'll be aware. You will have a correct samadhi. You'll notice that you cannot maintain any status of the mind. That's the wisdom. And do not change the meditation. Just doing the Bhutto and observe the mind and wander off. Otherwise, it will be too slow for you. Otherwise, you won't develop as fast. If you keep trying to meditate using other methods, she observed the breath. Longpa said she got stuck in the samadhi. She's too still. She's acting like she did. So observe the body from the head to the toe, from the toe to the head. Consider the form of the body. Consider that it's not certain. It can change. And then you'll get out of that lock. And most masters consider the body, considering the body. That's it for today.